Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. We'll continue talking about the Zakin Mamre. Mishnah says, En mimitin oto lo bebet din shebe'iro. We don't execute the Zakin Mamre in the bet din in his own town. If he returned to his own town and he told people halachic rulings that were contrary to the bet din, we do not judge him in that court, because the Pasuk tells us that he specifically has to be judged and put to death in the place that Hashem chose, which is Yerushalayim. And also, below bebet din shebeYavne, you're not allowed to execute him in Yavne. 40 years before the destruction of the second Beit HaMikdash, the high court left the spot of the Beit HaMikdash, the Sanhedrin, and they went to different locations, one of them being Yavne. So the situation of the Mishnah would have to be, he was told by the Beit Din of Yerushalayim not to give a certain halachic ruling. And then when he returned home and he didn't defy their ruling for many years, and by the time he violated it, the Beit Din was not in Yerushalayim anymore, but they were in Yavne. So what we see from here is, even though he was told by the Beit Din of Yerushalayim not to do something, if the Beit Din wasn't in Yerushalayim anymore, but they were back in Yavne, that they cannot try him and put him to death, because it's about where the execution is going to happen as well. Ela ma'alino to the Beit Din Hagadol sheYerushalayim. He has to be in Yerushalayim in order to have the execution happen of the Zaken Mamre. He has to be brought to the high court, the Sanhedrin Yerushalayim. U'mishamirino to ad haregel, and they guard him there until the next holiday of Pesach, Shavuot, or Sukkot, when the entire nation is going to be in Yerushalayim. U'memitino to baregel, and they execute him during the regel, during the holiday. Shnei emad, like the pasuk tells us. Ve'kol ha'am yishme'u ve'yira'u ve'lo yezidun od. Like the pasuk tells us, the entire nation is going to hear about it, and they're going to be afraid, and they're not going to act in this way against the Beit Din anymore. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. This is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Generally, the Beit Din has to put somebody to death right away, not to cause them agony and to prolong the process of sitting there waiting to be put to death. The Beit Din would usually end their life right away. But according to Rabbi Akiva, in this unique scenario, we need the execution to happen in order to instill fear of everybody else that they can't defy the ruling of the Beit Din. So it's an exception to the rule, and they would wait until everyone else is around on the regel. Rabbi Yehuda omer, en me'anin et dino shel zeh, says Rabbi Yehuda, it's not proper to delay the judgment until the regel. It could be months until the next holiday arrives, and we don't want this person lingering and causing him unneeded suffering. Ela memitino to miyad, they execute him right away, says Rabbi Yehuda. Ve'kotvin ve'sholchin sheluhim bekol ha'mekomot, and they write messages and send messengers all over the country wherever Jews live in order to tell them what happened. Ish peloni ben ish peloni nitchayev mita bebet din, and they tell everyone, so and so, who was the son of so and so, was sentenced to death by the Beit Din because he was a zaken mamre. He violated the ruling of the Beit Din, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, that fulfills the obligation of echol ha'am yishmeu ve'yira'u ve'lo yizidun od, of everyone having fear and being nervous to violate the ruling of the Beit Din. If they'll hear about it, they'll hear that an execution went on, they're not going to violate the ruling of the Beit Din, and they'll learn from this case, and there's no need to wait for the regel.